This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. forecasters say the powerful storm Ian is producing catastrophic flooding as it moves across the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. Florida's governor said more than 2 million people are without power from the storm, which came ashore Wednesday as a hurricane. In a news conference Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters the amount of water rising in Florida, even in areas where the storm has passed, is, in his words, basically a 500-year flooding event. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said it expects the storm to weaken throughout Thursday, but that it could be near hurricane strength again as it approaches the U.S. state of South Carolina on Friday. Forecasters said northeastern Florida and coastal areas of Georgia and South Carolina could get 10 to 20 centimeters of rain, with higher amounts in some isolated areas. U.S. President Joe Biden has approved a disaster declaration for Florida and says he will visit when conditions are right. Hundreds of hospital patients are being evacuated from facilities across the Fort Myers region in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We're in the process of evacuating two healthcare facilities to safer locations north.
Governor Ron DeSantis in his morning briefing. Hospitals have been hit by three main issues: power outages, floodwaters, and one large health system
without water in all of their facilities.
Florida Hospital Association President Mary Mayhew says that system's
fast approaching a point where they will not be able to safely take care of their patients.
At least nine hospitals affected and 1,200 patients being evacuated. Meantime, the Florida Healthcare Association says about 3,400 residents have been moved from more than 40 nursing homes. I'm Ben Thomas.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ukraine's state energy operator says the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhzhia, under siege for weeks, temporarily sustained a complete disconnection from the country's national power grid on Thursday. The company blamed Russia, saying, quote, the actions of the invaders led to the disconnection. It said the power outage was the first in the history of the plant. But the International Atomic Energy Agency said Ukraine later reported power was restored through a nearby thermal power plant. There was no immediate information on the direct cause of the power outages. Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for attacks near the Zaporizhzhia facility. Meanwhile, world leaders have expressed fear that the fighting could result in a catastrophic nuclear disaster. The trial of an 87-year-old Rwandan accused of bankrolling the country's 1994 genocide has opened in the Netherlands. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Felicien Kabuga boycotted the trial at a United Nations tribunal nearly three decades after the 100-day massacre left 800,000 people dead. Presiding judge Ian Bonomi said the proceedings could start without Kabuga, who did not attend amid a dispute over his legal representation. Prosecution lawyer Rashid Rashid said as well as providing arms to fuel a genocide against Rwanda's Tutsi minority, Kabuga was also instrumental in inciting violence through control of the media.
He founded, funded, and served as president of the Radio Television Libre de Mille Collines, RTLM, the radio station that broadcast genocidal propaganda across Rwanda.
If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. I'm Karen Chamas.
India's top court on Thursday upheld the right of a woman to an abortion up to 24 weeks into pregnancy, regardless of marital status, a decision widely hailed by women's rights activists. The right to abortion has proved contentious globally after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned in June its landmark 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade that had legalized the procedure across the United States. An Indian law dating from 1971 had limited the procedure to married women, divorcees, widows, minors, disabled and mentally ill women, and survivors of sexual assault or rape. The court said every woman should have the autonomy to seek abortion without consulting a third party. Activists are calling the ruling a milestone for the rights of Indian women. And once again, our top story this hour, U.S. forecasters say the powerful storm Ian is producing catastrophic flooding across Florida and is now on track to cross over the U.S. state of South Carolina. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.